I'm so upset about Orlando and what went down, but yeah. I can't believe these people who come out afterwards, and their answer to Orlando is to take away guns from the public. It's fucking mind-blowing to me. You know, let me talk about this for a second, Brent. Tell me if I go wrong.
Put the music now.
No, no music. Okay. So, you're a military guy, and you know this, that the military, and they don't mean it as a derogatory statement, but they look at the public as sheep. And think about it. We are sheep. Most of us sit around all day. We don't know how to defend ourselves. We are in a flock, and we basically think everything's okay, except the wolves, the bad guys, whether they be ISIS or terrorists, homegrown or otherwise.
ISIL, Daesh.
The common thug, whatever. They're wolves. They look at them as wolves. And the military and police look at themselves as sheepdogs. They're warriors, but they're on the good side. You know, they're protecting us. Now, the sheep...
Where did he get this analogy with the sheep?
I read a lot of Navy SEALs shit. but it's such a perfect analogy. You know, and people go, well, if we take away all... Now, think about this. In France, they have the tightest gun control laws on the planet. The terrorists all had AR-15s. They have Glocks. They have every kind of pistol.
They got missile launchers.
And so now let's use the analogy of sheep. And we're all here. We're sheep. We're sitting here. La da 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 da. I'm going to work hard. I love my family. Play sheep noises because that's what the fuck we are. Now, let's say I walked up to a sheep herd, and they know that every night the wolves pick off a couple of them. What if I went up to the sheep and I said, you want to have a shot at the wolves? I'm going to give you a pistol. You can actually even the playing field with these wolves whose fangs are out. You could shoot them and save your family. Well, we're not going to do that. We don't want to fight back. He didn't hurt us. He only hurt the family down the street. And the shepherd will protect us. The sheepdogs are out there. They'll protect us. Well, the sheepdogs are protecting you, but some of them can't be with you. Well, there's not a sheepdog for every citizen, and a wolf is still eating one of you every night. Bah! I know what. Let's remove all the guns from the sheep. What? There's an idea. Let's take back all the guns from the people who might be willing to shoot the wolves. So then you go, wait a second, what if we had a completely gun-free zone? Now, I'm going to tell you about the most gun-free zone on the planet. It happened during 9/11. It was on a plane. You know, you can't get a gun on a plane. It's completely gun-free. So what did the wolves do? They said, this is great. We'll just kill the sheep with box cutters. They went on the plane with box cutters. And all the sheep went... Now, if there had been an air marshal on that plane, a whole fucking other thing would have gone down. There wouldn't have been no 9/11. See, the wolves are always plotting. They'll use box cutters. They'll use an airplane and fly it right into a building. They don't need AR-15s. In this case, they used one, but... Now, you know, Nazi Germany, which, by the way, didn't happen 1,000 years ago. It happened within my dad's lifetime. It's not that long ago. Can you imagine if the Jews, at least when the Nazis were banging on the door, if they had a couple of pistols and AR-15s to fight the Nazis? Van Frank's father had a fucking gun. Maybe at least he could have taken a few Nazis out.